There are fewer death sentences being handed out now than a couple of decades ago, and a new book suggests we may be witnessing the death of the death penalty. Brandon Garrett is a law professor at the University of Virginia and author of End of Its Rope, How Killing the Death Penalty Can Revive Criminal Justice. Brandon joins me. And first off, why do you think it is that there are fewer death sentences now?
Yeah, no one expected this to happen. The death penalty has been popular for a long time. It's been a real hallmark of punishment in this country. And, you know, one question I had, is it because more states have abolished the death penalty? But really, the states that have abolished it never sentenced very many people to death in the first place. And what I found was that the top death sentencing states, the top death sentencing counties even, have all had remarkable declines, and it all started to happen right around the year 2000. And I identify two major contributors. One is that murders started to drop, and that affected death sentencing. But the second thing that happened is that states started to create trial offices to handle death penalty trials because they were getting expensive and they thought they would save money by doing that. But as a result, defense lawyers started winning many more cases, and the states that created those offices had death sentences fall even faster.
It's interesting that you looked at death sentences, because it seems to me, as an outsider in this field, that when people talk about the death penalty, the metric that is most often used is executions.
Yeah, so executions have fallen even faster, but for a whole bunch of other reasons, including availability of lethal injection drugs and that kind of thing. But I wanted to focus on death sentences for this reason, and that's because, you know, that the people, the jurors, are making decisions whether to sentence someone to death each year. And that's much more immediate. They're confronted with the facts of a crime. It tells you a lot more about support for the death penalty when death sentences happen or when jurors reject death sentences. Whereas executions, they happen 15 or 20 years later. Most death sentences never turn into executions. Very few people sentenced to death get executed. But what I was most interested in is, why are people on these juries turning away from the death penalty?
Is there evidence that prosecutors are seeking fewer death sentences?
There is some evidence of that, that slowly prosecutors have started seeking the death penalty less. We've even had some prosecutors run for office in some of the top death sentencing counties in the country, like in Houston and in Duval County, Florida, where Jacksonville is, running for office saying, you know what, we don't think the death penalty does much good. We plan not to seek it, and actually winning. And you can't imagine in those tough-on-crime states prosecutors running, saying, you know, running against the death penalty. You're also seeing, like in Virginia, for example, for over a decade, prosecutors lost when they sought the death penalty more often than they won. And jurors were imposing life sentences more often than death sentences. And over time, that started to affect prosecutors. You know, you're going to do a multi-million-dollar trial, and the chances are you're going to lose. Over time, prosecutors start seeking the death penalty less when that happens.
So is this more of a cost-benefit analysis on the part of prosecutors? They look at the time and the resources it takes to pursue a death sentence and see that, you know, there's maybe an increasing chance that they'll lose that case, as opposed to looking at the fact that, does the death penalty actually deter crime, which has been the argument of death penalty abolitionists for a long time, which is that the death penalty does not, in fact, deter crime.
That's something that we really see in the data that I collected, because, you know, starting in the mid-90s, crime in general starts to drop, murders start to drop almost every year. And during that whole time, death sentencing declines too. And so, you know, if you needed the death penalty to keep crime down or murders down, then it won't make any sense. Instead, what we see is that crime declines, and as a result, there's less death sentencing. But you never needed death sentencing to keep crime low.
So what kinds of sentences are the folks who had been getting death sentences now getting with, you know, fewer death sentences handed out?
Well, instead of death sentences, in most states, there is a life without parole alternative. And even states that have abolished the death penalty, they've typically replaced it with life without parole. Death sentencing may be at the end of its rope, but life without parole has exploded. And it's not just people who are eligible for the death penalty, but life without parole is being given even more broadly. And so we have record lows in death sentences. You know, this year looks like we'll have less than 40 death sentences. Last year, we only had 31. We had hundreds of death sentences a year in the 1990s. But what we also have is record numbers of people serving life without parole, 10 times more than we ever had on death row. And it's not like there's some surge in crime or anything like that that can explain it. It's become a punishment that's easy to get, it's cheap to get, it doesn't have the regulations that come with the death penalty. And there are prosecutors around the country that have gone wild with life without parole. And as a result, we have prisons that are increasingly full of people who are lifers. And that's a big problem, especially as we start to think about ways to reduce the cost and the size of our prison state.
You reference that some states have, in fact, abolished the death penalty. A lot still have it on the books, though. I'm wondering if the threat of a death sentence, having it still be a possibility, even if prosecutors aren't seeking it ultimately when they go to trial, is there still something for prosecutors to having that tool in their toolbox, if you will, that if a defendant is not willing to maybe make a plea, or if they want to try to scare them or something, they still have a potential death sentence at their disposal?
Absolutely. So there have been studies showing that just charging someone with the death penalty produces more severe guilty plea sentencing. And so the death penalty is an effective bargaining tool for prosecutors. Prosecutors absolutely use the death penalty for negotiating leverage. And that may be why we hold on to the death penalty in some states. It absolutely provides leverage, like you say.
All right. Brandon Garrett is a law professor at the University of Virginia and author of the new book, End of Its Rope, How Killing the Death Penalty Can Revive Criminal Justice. Brandon, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much.